our next guest, Melinda Mussman of Zomar and the Showroom. Today we're going to talk about spring women's fashion. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks. Great to be here again.
First, tell us about, you know, for our listeners, why we're going to talk about women's fashion, but tell us about the showroom and Zomar.
Well, Zomar and the showroom have existed since about 2003. I started out of my home for about 8 years. We're now in very quiet, discreet commercial space. You have to be invited into the showroom by someone who already knows about the showroom to shop. And we're liquidators in the ladies' high-end fashion industry. We work with manufacturers and importers from all over the world, and we help them empty their warehouses at the end of the season. And the passion...
It's almost like a boutique filings basement.
Well, it is, actually. And the passion is that we work with just beautiful brands. And the showroom...
And you make beautiful people.
And we do. We work with our people.
So you don't really
we
work
bring
with
their
beautiful
beauty
brands.
To the surface.
You work making beautiful people more beautiful.
We do, actually. We specialize in helping women find themselves through their clothing.
Wow.
And it
Chris,
really
this is for you. You can find your female side.
Absolutely. I'm
it's
taking
empowering.
copious notes.
Yeah. Well, you know, women very often may be brilliant inside and beautiful inside, and they may not exactly know how to present themselves.
I am going to get in trouble, especially in New England, I think, because clothing is not necessarily an emphasis in this part of the country.
No, and it's very interesting because women tend to be kind of bland around here. They wear a lot
right.
of khaki and a lot of black. And
well, it's what I tell people. I go, you know, if you go, you know, to, let's say, Montreal, which is French, or Florida, and people drive, or California, people drive Ferraris, they're yellow or red.
Right.
But in Boston, if they even buy a Ferrari, they buy black.
Right.
Because they don't want to be noticed.
Yeah, right. Right.
It's not flashy. Other cities, flash is not considered to be inappropriate. Here, flashy can be considered to be the anti-intellectual.
I suppose that is... Probable, yeah. I wonder about it. So that actually makes sense
right.
to me, who works with people that don't use color or don't really know how to present themselves or choose things that make them look better than they ever have looked before.
Right.
And sometimes color does that. And sometimes a new style or emphasizing your body, wearing more body-hugging items can bring out a woman the way that she's never felt before.
Well, I think when first of all, everybody goes out in public, and I think everybody wants to feel good about themselves, and I think everybody wants to also present the best of themselves. So if you want to, you know, feel good about yourself and present the best of yourself, you need to look in the mirror, because other people are all looking at you.
Well, that's true.
It's like what comes out of your mouth. I tell people, let's be careful about what you say. It's the same thing. It's another sense.
A lot of people do not look in the mirror.
No.
They do not realize.
I told him, this man to your left,
uh-huh.
look in the mirror before you leave your house every day. And I'm shocking at it. You know, 30-year-old man, I had to tell him that.
Well, he needs a little help.
Right.
And that's the thing, is that we all need a little help.
Right.
And when you come into the showroom, what's very cool is we help you think out of the box for yourself.
I love your studio. I think just walking through your studio is fun.
It's an experience. It's
not
true.
Like another. It's not like a retail store.
No, it is not.
It's an experience.
Right. We collect things.
Right. That's why.
We truly do. And
yeah.
I've been called a curator of fashion rather than, you know, just a shop.
I'm going to get in trouble. It reminds me of an old place that used to be in Pleasure Island at Disney.
Really?
Called the Adventurers Club.
That sounds good to me.
You know, and the Adventurers Club was a 1908 speakeasy type of place with you know with stuff on the walls and things like that, and you walk in and you just love being there and sitting. I walked into your place and I felt like, wow, I gotta take my time just looking around. And the special clothes that you buy, you really, everything has been thought through by you.
It's true. We're very careful about what we bring into the showroom. And I think what you're talking about is when you come into the showroom, we're in a loft building.
Right.
We have
the blank building.
18-foot ceilings.
That's what I call it.
And or maybe they're 15 feet, I'm
right.
not sure. But we hang things from the rafters as well. So not only are you looking at items against the wall and displayed in various ways, but we also have very special pieces hanging off the ceiling.
But you also, believe it or not, last month I went down to your office or your store, and I knocked on the door and you were closed. You are just not open 24/7 like other stores. You are by appointment only, correct?
Well, for the most part, we really are not retailers. We work with the trade 90% of the time. In fact, I work with the trade pretty much all the time, and I have people that work with me that we're open 2 days a week. Kathy is the most wonderful salesperson that you would not know she was selling you in the world.
That's the best salesperson. Right. You don't feel like you're being sold.
Exactly. And we won't let you walk out with anything that you shouldn't be walking out with. But we are only open on Wednesdays from 11 to 7 and on Saturdays from 10 to 2. So.
Oh, that's why. I was there on either a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Right. And we probably had appointments out of the office or
right.
I was traveling and
right.
blah, blah, blah. So.
And isn't your daughter in the business as well?
No, I have two daughters and neither one of them are.
Really?
Yeah, the older one fired me after 2 days. And now she's an entrepreneur.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Let's go a little bit into what I call the Wayback Machine.
Sure.
And tell us, how did you get into this business? What's your experience?
Well, I was always a fashion lover and a bargain lover. And I come from the Ace shopper family. My mom was the best Filene's basement shopper you could imagine. And
I miss Filene's.
Oh, I miss
going
Filene's.
Downtown.
Filene's,
even
yeah.
whenever I go downtown, just going downstairs, even if it was for a half hour or 40 minutes.
Oh, it was great for men.
And the experience of
yep.
oh yeah, kid, it was great.
I think
for
it was
men.
Probably better for men than it was for women.
You could get some ties and shirts down there if you dug, but you have to be a digger.
Yes.
You know, my
yeah.
wife would go down with me. She's not a digger.
Yeah.
I like, you know, it's got like being a clam digger. You have to be willing to dig
that's
into
right.
the, that.
That's
and
right.
See, and find the jewel.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So
right.
my mom, that's exactly the type of shopper my mom is and was. And she was passionate. And as it turns out, her dad was a merchant of menswear in Hartford, Connecticut.
Well, it's so, in the blood.
Yeah, it was in my blood. And I actually spent my first professional 25 years in the computer industry in marketing and worked with all kinds of, actually primarily the software companies out there, and found myself about a year before the dot-com implosion saying, I don't want to do this anymore.
Right.
And I found my way to fashion fairly quickly. I became a buyer to another company that doesn't exist anymore, Building 19. And
right.
I ran their department, which out of 17 stores was in 8, called Samples. And I worked with salesmen samples at the end of the selling season. We would sell them to consumers at wholesale prices. So I learned all about buying off price, and I learned all about the high-end brands out there, and I made tremendous connections. And after I hung out a shingle yet again in my life with Zomar in the showroom, it slowly began that I would become a liquidator.
So Zomar, you named it after your daughters?
Two daughters.
I just realized
yep.
it.
Marnie and Zoe.
Yeah.
Yes. Hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Zomar. Yeah.
Which one's the older, Zoe?
Marnie.
Oh, Marnie. She's the one who fired you.
Yes.
That's funny.
She's graduating Emerson right now.
So talk to us about women's fashion 2016 spring. Is there anything that people need to know that's changing as they go out looking?
I would say that everything looks the same in the mainstream and nothing has changed. But when you look around the edges of the industry and think out of the box, comfort is foremost. It's interesting because short is in, long is in, crinkled fabric is in, tech fabric is in. What, you know, really there isn't anything that probably you want to stay away from.
At my age, everything comes naturally crinkled.
Very good. Not me. Anyway, so no, I think fashion is really an expression, a way of showing who you are without saying a word.
But I see a lot more what I would call professionally casual than I used to see 10 years ago.
Well, that's good, actually,
right.
because that, well, actually, it's
people
a very,
are dressed
it's a very item,
comfortable.
It's a very item-based industry right now. You can buy a black top, black pair of pants, but you wear a fabulous
You know, when I started my firm, I created a rule that everybody had to wear a suit and tie.
Wow.
And we all wore suit and ties or you didn't work
Wow.
In Mage.
Long
that was
gone.
A consulting firm.
Yeah.
And now nobody wears a suit and tie.
Right, right. But we love the way it looks when you do.
Right.
I will say that. I still love a man.
Well, I love a suit.
Yeah.
I think a suit looks good, and a suit jacket, especially European cut, looks good.
Sure.
What I don't like is I don't like the whole ties because I understand its whole evolution and what it represents. So.
Oh.
Okay. So it has some historical.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's interesting because I love. We're into handmade ties. At the showroom.
Right.
We do have men's ties, and
right.
we do have men's
I do collect them
knits.
Every once in
yeah.
a while.
Yeah.
I have to wear them once a year,
yeah.
you know, out of respect.
Sure.
So I'll do that.
Yeah. But let's see, what else can I tell you? The item is really the most important thing on your list for purchasing anything new this year. You know, fresh, something fresh in your closet is always exciting. And I would say the shoe is also very exciting. They're some of the best ways to you know, enliven an outfit is with a pair of shoes that are noticeable. And
we're talking about a woman, obviously.
Oh, yeah. Well, actually, you see men now with very colorful socks. And we're looking at, yes, we're looking at some striped socks.
Black.
You know, I always, striped colored socks I've probably worn in a month.
So oh, well, it's today.
It must have been for you.
I got it.
If someone wants to find you in the showroom, can you tell us how they can contact you since everything is very personal?
Sure. You can look us up on Facebook at z.showroom, z as in zebra, .showroom. And that'll lead you how to be invited.
Z.showroom.
Yep.
Great. And what about a phone number?
Sure, 617-987-2600.
Linda, I want to thank you for being on the show today.
Great, thank you.
And, you know, I bet you that if somebody does go to the App Store and gets the social scene and they type in women's clothing, you might even come up.
Well, that's
you
great.
Put that as one of your categories down.
Okay,
so,
you bet.
I want to thank our friends at the social scene who have been hosting the show for the whole month. And pretty exciting app. Great technology. It's a great way to organize your personal life. And thank our friends again at the social scene. We're going to take a break. My name is Jeffrey Davis of Mage, and we'll be right back after these messages.